Hi, I'm Ray Hager, and welcome to a new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. Today's guest, GOP U.S. Senate candidate Danny Tarkanian. And on today's pundit panel, we have Dayla Gibson of Planned Parenthood and attorney and lobbyist Joe Guild. That's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
The 5th Annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, Valley Electric Association, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Capital Partners.
Sully's Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature build-your-own Bloody Mary bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big-screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Danny Tarkanian. He is a candidate for U.S. Senate running against Dean Hella. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Danny, I wanted to start with this. As a former collegiate basketball player, played for your father, of course, at UNLV. What do you think about the bombshell news about Adidas funneling money to players to wear their brand and to ultimately sign with them when they maybe turn pro? And we're talking about high school kids here.
Yeah, and also giving money to players upwards to $100,000, I guess, to a player to attend Louisville. You know, this has been going on for at least two decades now. Excuse me. It used to be where boosters would give large sums of money to athletes to go to schools, and that was well reported, you know, up until about the early 1990s. You don't see that much anymore because the sports agents and shoe apparel companies have now been following the money to get athletes to either go to schools or to sign with them. I'm surprised by the amount of money they're talking about now. You're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars and stuff, and the people, four coaches, right, were fired in four different schools?
Yes, yes. And, of course, the big fish here is Rick Pitino, the coach at Louisville.
But, oh, yeah, I mean, that was a real stunner. And, you know, Rick has been a friend of my father's. I'm sorry to see it happen. But, boy, they've had some problems there, haven't they?
Yes, they have. You know, also staying on this That's okay, Danny. I just wanted to stay on this vein of athletics and ask you what you thought about the NFL players protesting about racism during the national anthem at so many NFL games this weekend and Trump's involvement in it.
See, that's something that's very close to my heart because I know how my father felt about this. You know, living in Nevada through my dad's coaching career, but even going back to when he's at Long Beach, they always portrayed his players as being thugs and hooligans and all the bad things. And when he was at Long Beach, UCLA was the White Knights. As when he was at UNLV, it was Duke. But my father always made it a point. He thought it was very, very important that his players always knelt and said the Lord's Prayer before they went out on the court. And then when they went on the court, they stood at attention for the national anthem. He was very proud that not one of his players ever rebelled against any of that in his 39 years of coaching. And he often told a story about how they played UCLA, and it was the same thing, the White Knights of UCLA and the hoodlums from Long Beach State. And that year, Bill Walton decided he wasn't going to stand for the national anthem because of the protest of the Vietnam War. So UCLA went in the locker room, wouldn't come out for the national anthem. And when Long Beach played them in the regional finals and the national anthem was played, much of the arena started screaming out, "Where are the Bruins? Where are the Bruins?" And my dad took great pride that, you know, his players who were maligned were there honoring the flag in our country. So I think it's something that's very important. There's other avenues those players can protest if they really cared about it. Imagine if you saw all these great athletes, LeBron James, Stephon Curry, and others, actually protesting by marching down the street or having a sit-in. They'd get much more attention, be much more effective. If they really wanted to make a statement, they could do that. The difference of that is it would really be time-consuming, and they would really have to care about the issue as opposed to taking a knee during while they're at work for the national anthem.
But, Danny, you played with so many black athletes in your day. What do you think about the charges of racism that perhaps stem from the Ferguson disaster? And then we also had the issue at Charlottesville that also had touches on racism. What about the athletes who are perhaps sincere in their protest?
Well, I'm sure there are a lot of them that are sincere in their protest. I think they should express their protest outside of their work hours and where they really can make a difference and not offend and disrespect the flag and all the veterans and deceased individuals who fought for a country to give them the right to protest. And you talk about Ferguson. Ferguson was something that has been very clearly exposed as being not true. Michael Brown was at fault when he wrestled with the police officer and grabbed his gun. But there are other instances, like the poor guy who was selling cigarettes out in New York, where the police officers did the chokehold on him and killed him. I mean, that's horrible. And action should be taken against those people that do that. And if a segment of our community wants to go out and protest about that, they should protest. But why do they have to do it during worked hours and show disrespect to the flag when they have much better avenues to do it, where they wouldn't offend veterans and other people who put their lives on the line, and many of them lost their lives, to give them that right to protest?
Yes.
Let's go to something that's obviously in the news greatly now, and just the horrible, horrific pictures we're seeing from Puerto Rico. How do you rate the response of the federal government for Puerto Rico relief?
Well, I haven't heard as much about that as I have with how they've handled the ones in Houston and Florida. And I think most people would agree that the federal government has done a great job, along with the state and local governments, in helping to minimize the disasters that were there. I hope that they're doing, you know, as much as they can in Puerto Rico. But I think most people are very happy with the way the president and has worked with the governors and the local mayors and other officials to get aid and rescue and all the other resources necessary to minimize the damage.
Well, I won't press you on this, as you haven't been following that story as closely, but the governor of Puerto Rico seems to be content with the federal help, but certainly the mayor of one of their major cities is very unhappy. Let's take a break. More with Danny Tarkanian when we come back.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Danny Tarkanian, candidate for U.S. Senator. Judge Roy Moore won the primary in Alabama. Your thoughts on Judge Roy Moore and the current state of Alabama?
Well, I don't want to speak directly about the current state of Alabama, but I can tell you how I feel that plays out with the rest of the country in the upcoming political elections, such as here in Nevada and Arizona and others. I think the fact that Roy Moore beat the incumbent senator who was supported by over $9 million of Mitch McConnell and his super PACs, and even had Donald Trump come and campaign for him, the fact that Moore won by almost double digits shows that there is an extreme frustration by people in America that want to see change of how Washington, D.C. operates, and that they're not going to listen to the normal deceitful political ads that are run by the establishment and all their special interest groups that fund them. And I think that bodes well for people like myself running against Dean Heller and in the other states like Arizona and others where they're going to be insurgent candidates running against an incumbent.
Well, Danny, you mentioned Senator Heller, so I want to throw this at you, or not, well, just ask you a question. How does the apparent defeat of the Graham-Cassidy health bill, which is known in Nevada as the Graham-Cassidy-Heller bill, impact your campaign against Senator Heller?
I don't think it had a huge impact. I think it's very disappointing by all people who feel and understand the failures and the pain that Obamacare is causing, that we didn't get this repealed. But look, Dean Heller is going to be known for, or is known for, and he's not going to be able to change that, as a person who had that grandstanding press conference saying he wouldn't vote for the first Senate bill because it cut Medicaid. And then he goes and he puts his name on the Graham-Cassidy bill that also cuts Medicaid and had the same issues with it. My problem, and also Dean Heller was the one who voted against the clean repeal of Obamacare when he knew President Trump would sign it, but he voted for it 2 years earlier when he knew President Obama would veto it. So he's got a problem, and it's more with his flip-flops and lack of conviction than I think one specific instance. But since you talked about health care, I want to make it really clear. First of all, Obamacare is killing middle-class Americans like my family and many others. My premiums, I've just been told my family premiums are going to be over $2,000 a month this next year. It was $480 before Obamacare. That's $200,000 now this one. My deductible is $5,000 per person. Our copay to see a specialist is $150 when it used to be $25. My deductible used to be $1,000. How can any reasonable person think that's right, and that should happen to middle-class, hardworking Americans who can't afford it? We're being punished unfairly and disproportionately to pay for the Obamacare program, and it has to be changed. The focus should be on the cost of health care much more than on the scope of health care.
Well, Danny, let me now you have the Republicans that have the White House. They have the majorities in both houses of Congress, and some people on the left are saying that the Republicans do a great job as the opposition party, but when it comes to governing, it's kind of dismal. And if you look at that, you know, you look at the repeal and replace Obamacare attempts that have failed, and, you know, building the wall on the Mexican border, overhauling NAFTA, you know, having immigration reform and tax reform. They haven't got any of this done, despite having the power and the leverage in Washington. What do you think about this?
Well, I think they have senators and congressmen that are in Washington, D.C. that aren't supporting the America First agenda that President Trump ran on and got elected on. And people are extremely frustrated and upset by it. And that's why you saw Luther Strange lose his Senate race. That's why you see Dean Heller down close to double digits against me here in the Nevada primary. That's why you see Flake, the senator in Florida, Arizona, down 20% or more in the polls that are showing him in his primary. People are sick and tired of Republicans promising one thing when they run for office and failing to do it, or doing the exact opposite once they get elected.
Okay. If you're elected, Danny, this is a maybe a provocative question, but if you were elected, would you vote for a declaration of war, declare war against North Korea, if President Trump asked Congress for it?
Yeah, you know, I'm very much against American militarism around the world, unless it has to do with a imminent threat of significant danger to the United States. North Korea certainly would fall under that measure, but going to war with them seems to have a lot more really dangerous risks than, you know, just going in and invading Iraq. With all the missiles and pointed at South Korea, where there's millions of people living in Japan and Guam and all those other areas, it could be significant loss of life by doing that, and that should be our last resort. Although we cannot continue to allow North Korea to further advance their missiles where they can nuclear bombs could hit mainland USA. That has to stop. I think what President Trump has done is he's put a lot of pressure on China to get behind him. You've seen now that the China has at least overtly saying they're going to restrict the banking system of their country with North Korea, which will have a big impact on them. You've seen some more severe sanctions against North Korea. Sometimes you got to use the threat of military force to get some of these other countries to get more involved, to put the pressure on North Korea to make them stop.
Okay, Danny, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. Good luck with your campaign. Thanks for coming
on. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
The 5th Annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, Valley Electric Association, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Capital Partners.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome to our pundit panel here on Nevada Newsmakers. First, let me introduce Dayla Gibson. She's with Planned Parenthood Miramonte, the Director of Public Affairs, and Joe Guild, attorney and lobbyist. Welcome to you both.
Morning.
Well, Joe, let me start with you. Yesterday, there was a special election in Alabama where Judge Roy Moore, who was not endorsed by President Trump, beat the Trump endorsee for the seat in the Senate. What do you, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's, to me, it's really, really interesting. I think there's a huge irony here that maybe some people are missing, and that is that President Trump won by appealing to an anti-Washington chord that is in the voters' minds right now, and you know, he vowed to drain the swamp in Washington, so he locked arms with Mitch McConnell, goes down to Alabama to endorse and try and get the quote establishment candidate elected, and that person loses to Moore, who's the anti-establishment candidate. And so, to me, it's a signal that the voters are still upset. They don't trust Washington. They want change. They don't know quite how they want that to happen. But by all accounts, this Moore is even more of a renegade than the president was during his campaign for the presidency. So I think there's an irony here, and I think it foretells some indication of what might happen in the 2018 election nationwide. And there's a lot of senators up for re-election. Your previous interview talked about the Republicans, but heck, there's 22 senators, Democratic senators, up for re-election next year, too.
Right. Dayla, does this forebode trouble for Republicans in the Senate? Do you think that this forebodes that perhaps the Democrats could take the majority after 2018?
Well, there are a few things I think that are at play that a lot of people don't realize below the surface. It reminded me of the 2010 primaries with Sharon Angle and her name just escaped me, the former chair of the
Sue Loudon.
Yes, Sue Loudon. And the history with Strange and Moore, there was a history in the state with Moore. Strange was their, I believe, attorney general, and he was looking at investigating the person who appointed him as senator. And so that left a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths for him. And the word that I understand, as I understand it, what I've read is that had he said no to that and made a different decision to run on his own, that may have been a different ending for him. So it's tough to look at this one election as a referendum on anything. And, you know, I mean, surprises happen, and neither side should think, oh, it's going to go this way or it's going to go that way. We should be prepared for everything.
Well, I want to ask you both about a question I posed to Danny Tarkanian. The Graham Cassidy health bill, they're not going to take a vote on it. Of course, in Nevada, it was called Graham Cassidy Heller because Heller signed on with it. What do you, with its apparent defeat, Dayla, what do you think that says about Heller in his upcoming campaign against Danny Tarkanian for the GOP nomination?
Well, I think that a big problem, and this is my opinion, a big problem for Senator Heller is that he definitely didn't listen to the constituents who didn't want this bill. Even, you know, I would say that Governor Sandoval is one of the most popular people in elected office at this point in our state. And he directly opposed what Governor Sandoval had wanted for Nevadans. You know, the bill would have left over 200,000 Nevadans without access to affordable health care. And, you know, when you look at the people who are opposing and supporting those bills, the people opposing it are the very people who went into healthcare to help people, the doctors, the nurses, the, you know, administration people who really actually have the heart to help people versus the people who want to make money off of the sick or not sick and find ways to not have to pay for sick people. So it's very, I think it's a sad dichotomy when you look at that, and I think that is going to come back and hurt him, because it wasn't, you know, 200,000 Democrats, it was 200,000 Nevadans that would have lost that access. And, you know, when you listen to Governor Sandoval, he was absolutely against it because he, you know, wants healthy Nevadans. That's why he took the Medicaid expansion and works for reducing the percentage of uninsured in Nevada.
Joe, do you think that this health care issue has fractured the relationship between Senator Heller and Governor Sandoval?
No, I don't. I think it was, they each had their reasons, and Dayla just articulated them very well and why they were in the position they were in. My interest in this is that the defeat in the Senate, you know, with a huge agenda coming up here, infrastructure, tax reform, they just rolled that out today. This is the most unpredictable time in politics in the 35 years that I've been a lobbyist and following politics in Nevada and the nation. And I don't know where we're headed, frankly. And I think this, again, this vote or the lack of the vote foretells some very interesting times ahead.
Well, like Yogi Berra said, when you come to a fork in the road, you take it. That's all time we have today. Thank you both. We'll be right back to wrap up the show after these messages.
I'm Paul Enos, CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet. delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Thanks for listening today. On our next broadcast, we'll have State Senator Ivana Cancela from Las Vegas. Thanks for listening.